Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on autism when we come back. You know, Americans today are interrogated, watched, measured, and counted more than at any time in our history. Surveillance and electronic record keeping of nearly every routine activity, from bank deposits to medical visits, has produced greater efficiency and security. But it's also responsible for a very discernible erosion of our ability to live our lives free from outside scrutiny. Now, the federal government currently maintains an average of 15 files on every American, and according to estimates by the Office of Management and Budget, and closer to home, our state and local governments use computers to keep their own files on us. And a study conducted by the New York Committee on Open Government found that that state and its agencies operated 1,776 separate data systems. They contain 10,799 categories of information about New York residents. And every one of those systems contained between 2 and 10 million records. Now, this information about you is gained from 63 sources, and this information is gathered and stored in a very reasoned and a very logical manner for later retrieval and use. Now, would you like to know how your government, your bank, your insurance company, and the industries of America obtain all of this information from you? And what are their sources, and how is it stored, and how is it retrieved, and what do they want it for anyway? Well, it's knowing how this information is gathered, and what information is being stored, and what information you want to keep personal and private that actually puts you in the driver's seat in your quest for privacy. Now, if you'd like more information about privacy and privacy issues, why don't you call us here at the law school? The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that area code, 417-273-4967. Now, while you're at it, be sure to ask for our free general law CD package, and I'll tell you how to train yourself to be just as personal and just as private as you want to be. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining. Best of all, it's free, and you can call. That number is 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click on the email machine and send us an email request. Again, that's georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we've been talking about autism. Autism is a plague, and I told you that it's a plague caused by God himself. God himself. In fact, it's a prophecy that goes back 3,100 years. Many prophecies go back to the time of the Messiah. Many prophecies go back to the 7th or the 8th or the 9th century B.C. The minor prophets, prophets like Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Daniel, Nahum, Amos, Habakkuk, these are called the minor prophets. And then, of course, the three major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, all have prophecies that deal with modern 20th and 21st century America, Canada, Western Europe, the modern world. But there was a prophet who lived before all of these prophets, and he was named Moses. And Moses gave us two very, very important prophecies. They're contained in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. One of those prophecies has to do with the United States of America and our sister countries, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And to a lesser degree, you Western democracies of Europe. But for the four of us, the Australians, the New Zealanders, the Canadians, and the Americans, we did not get our comeuppance during World War I and World War II, not like our cousins or our brothers, the British, did, and the French, and the Scandinavians, the Germans. They went through a tribulation. They went through a period of punishment. And now it's our turn. It's our turn. And we, these four nations, four primary nations of Israel, the tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim, remember again, it's the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, the four of us, are going into this together. And it's Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. And I mentioned to you right off the bat last time, and I might as well do it again here. In Deuteronomy 28, here's the prophecy. He says, then the Eternal will make your plagues wonderful, and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt which you were afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. And also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Eternal bring upon you until you be destroyed. A few factors that we need to consider here. The purpose for this is to destroy us. Why are we being destroyed? It's because we would not practice the laws that we agreed to at Mount Sinai. What is he going to bring upon us? He's going to bring upon us sicknesses and disease, plagues of long continuance and sore sicknesses, long continuances, debilitating diseases like Lou Gehrig's disease that take years and years to die, a disease of long continuance like Alzheimer's disease, and autism, which is a lifelong disability. Now, who's doing this to us? It tells you very plainly. Then the Eternal will make your plagues wonderful. He's not hiding it from anybody. Now, you didn't hear this last Sunday down at your local church, and you never will. The gods that are preached and espoused in your local church are nice guys. They're very liberal, and they let you do whatever the hell you want. This god is a different cat. This guy has a different bent on life. He calls himself a jealous god. And he's got certain attributes that he tells you about. And he says, you know, I'm nobody to be messing around with. And when I tell you this is what I want, that's what I mean. He's kind of like my daddy. You know, if you just want to get down on the bottom line. My daddy acted just like this god. He didn't take any, he was like John Wayne toilet paper. He didn't take any SH off of anybody. And in the final analysis, when this guy says, here's what I'm going to do to you, I think we ought to sit up, take notes, and pay attention. So I told you coming right out of the chute what you didn't want to hear. See, most people, you know, when their kid comes down with autism, they call the local preacher. The preacher comes out, and he's got a good bedside manner. And he comes along and says, oh, we just can't understand why God would do such a thing or allow such a thing to happen. But God's ways are so much higher than our ways that we just have to get used to it and like it or lump it. You know, they get kind of syrupy and sanctimonious, and they've got this neat, real nice bedside manner, and they just kind of make you feel real good all over. This guy's not like that. He just comes right out, tells you this is where the bear does it, this is where the rubber meets the road, and so I thought I'd report it. I'd report it. So in the last program, I said, well, here's the report. Now, I'm going to, and I told you about this part of the report. I said, let me start off here with the scripture, and let's take a look at autism and what causes it and one thing or another. Now, let me show you these 76 symptoms. I said in the last program that there was more than 50 symptoms. Well, I hadn't counted them. It was several pages. And I'm reading from the National Autism Association. So if your kid has autism, there's an association called the National Autism Association, and they're located at www.nationalautismassociation. That's all one word, and you got to be able to spell. It's the nationalautismassociation.org, and then it's got /thimerosal.php. But I think once you get to the National Autism webpage, you can start looking around over there, and they've got a little story here to tell. And I thought, well, in our second program here, let me tell you the story from the National Autism Association. Because their belief is that it is the thimerosal in the vaccines. I'll go a step further than that and say, hell, it may be the thimerosal in the vaccine that you received when you were a child that screwed up your own genes just like depleted uranium does. So it may be more than just you shooting up your kid. It may be your parents shooting you up. And maybe their parents shooting them up. This has been going on since 1935 now. Now, vaccination is not something new. We were vaccinating people starting in Great Britain back in 1850. We got a thing up our, a bug in our bonnet, and we decided we needed to vaccinate everybody. And so starting in 1850 until about 1900, I mean, just shooting everybody up with a vaccine. But it didn't cause autism. But the vaccine would spoil. And then so you had to constantly be making up new batches of vaccine until 1935. Somebody woke up and said, hey, listen, we got to put a preservative in this vaccine. And so they woke up and came up with a preservative. It's called thimerosal. They started this in 1935. 8 years later, we came up with our first cases of autism. Now, in the early days, we didn't give children very many shots. You know, it was 4 or 5. Today, we're giving them 35 by age 5, and they're expected to be up to 50 by the year 2020. That's only 14 more years. So over the next 14 years, they're going to add 14 more vaccines. They're going to add one a year, every year, to the regimen. And you can rest assured that autism is going to continually grow over the next 14 years. There's one more fact that you need to understand, and that is this. No matter how much research or how much money is spent, there will never be a connecting link, an official connecting link between mercury in the vaccines and autism. Never, never, never is that going to occur. You can rest assured. The conspiracy between the Congress, the CDC, the FDA, and the pharmaceutical companies will absolutely preclude it. Rest assured. Now, for the average Joe Sixpack who believes in vaccines, he's going to continue to vaccinate his children. If you absolutely have to vaccinate your child, you ought to at least make sure that the vaccine does not contain thimerosal. And so I was talking to a guy not too long ago, and he said he had to have his kids vaccinated. So he took him into the pediatrician, and he said, no thimerosal. And the pediatrician said, we'll have to order the vaccine in, bring him in next week. They ordered it in. Pediatrician calls and says, hey, got the vaccine, bring your kid in. This guy, being from Missouri, he said, let me see the vaccine. So they took out the vaccine, and what do you think it had in it? Thimerosal. And so the pediatrician, now he's got egg all over his face. Now, whether the pediatrician didn't really care and just gave him the story, or whether they sent him the vaccine and the pediatrician wasn't paying attention, you know, we don't know. But, you know, just because the pediatrician said, oh, yes, we will make sure there's no thimerosal in the vaccine, don't believe it. I wouldn't believe it. And that's because Congress said in any vaccines now that you've taken the thimerosal out, you can use up your old stocks. So you can see how serious the Congress takes this autism thing over here. Well, okay, well, we'll take the thimerosal out, but you can go ahead and use up all the stocks that you have that contain the thimerosal first. You know, use up the old stock first so you don't lose any money. It's just a money thing, kids, over here. We don't give a rat's you know what about your child and autism. We care about the profits of the pharmaceutical industry. All right, now with that out of the way, don't forget www.nationalautismassociation.org. And they came up here with quite a little story. They said that they're 76, and I'm just going to give you a little smattering of it over here. For instance, let's take your immune dysfunction. Just opened up to page 7 of 9. It says here that thimerosal creates a sensitivity due to allergic or autoimmune reactions. Sensitive individuals more likely to have allergies, asthma, autoimmune-like symptoms, especially rheumatoid-like ones. Now, if you happen to get poisoned by mercury through, you know, you broke a thermometer and you spilled it in your spinach and you ate your spinach, here's what an accidental dose of mercury would cause. You ate too much tuna fish or you ate some oysters or whatever. You're more likely to have allergies and asthma, familial presence of autoimmune disease, especially rheumatoid arthritis and IgA deficiencies. Now, in case you thought, well, God, that's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that thimerosal and an accidental poisoning of mercury would cause the same symptom on page 7 of 9 put out here by the National Autism Association. Let's take another. I'm just going to flip a page back, close my eyes, and pick one. Here we are, right here. Impairments. Visual impairments. Thimerosal causes visual impairments, blindness, nearsightedness, and decreased visual acuity. If you're poisoned by mercury from any other source other than vaccines, you may suffer from visual impairments, inaccurate slow saccades, I guess that's the way to pronounce it, S-A-C-C-A-D-E-S, decreased rod function. Ah, you say, that's just another coincidence. Let's take a look at a third coincidence because I'm on a roll. I'm turning to page 5. Cognitive impairments. Let's just take a look at the first one is borderline intelligence, mental retardation in some cases are reversible. Okay? If you got an accidental poisoning of mercury, you'd be suffering from borderline intelligence, mental retardations, and sometimes recovered. Now that's 3 out of 3. Now boys and girls, there are 76 of these coincidences. 76. And I would say that 76 is more than a coincidence. That's a cause and effect. I mean, that's a smoking gun, kids. Smoking gun. God, as old Judge Becker said to me one time in his chambers, he said, God, I wish I had this case. I'd win it in 5 minutes. So an old judge said to me one time, God, I wish I had this case. I'd win it in 5 minutes. I went on, spent 3 hours at it, and lost it. And that old judge, he took me back in his chambers, reamed me a new one, told me the answer to the riddle. Well, I never lost another one because of that, because he told me the answer. But I'll never forget that judge now when he told me, he said, I'd win this case in 5 minutes. God, I wish I had this case. I'd win it in, well, I probably wouldn't win it in 5 minutes, but I bet I could win it in 5 days. 5 days in federal court. Well, let's take a look at some facts. Mercury is hazardous to humans. The use of a toxic poison as a preservative is undesirable, unnecessary, and it should be eliminated entirely. Number 2, for decades, ethyl mercury was used extensively in medical products ranging from vaccines to topical ointments as preservative and an antibacteriological agent. Number 3, manufacturers of vaccines and thimerosal, an ethyl mercury compound used in vaccines, have never conducted adequate testing on the safety of thimerosal. The FDA has never required manufacturers to conduct adequate safety testing on thimerosal and ethyl mercury compounds. Current evidence suggests thimerosal is neither safe nor effective when used as a preservative in vaccines. Number 4, there are over 1,500 studies and papers documenting the hypoallergenicity of toxicity of thimerosal ethyl mercury, which have existed for decades. Let me repeat that. There are over 1,500 studies, not a single one ever done by a manufacturer. Not a single one ever done by the Food and Drug Administration, but there's 1,500 studies out there, children, and papers documenting the hypoallergenicity and toxicity of thimerosal, ethyl mercury, that have existed for decades. So it's not something that's unknown. Number 5, the United States is in the midst of a tragic epidemic of autism. An analysis of the U.S. Department of Education data from 1992 and 93 in comparison to 2000-2001 indicates that there has been an average increase of 644% among all U.S. children. In addition, 13 states have reported an almost infinite or infinite increase in autism from 1992-93 compared to 2000-2001. A review of children in U.S. schools indicates that approximately 1 in every 9 children in the United States is currently disabled by the U.S. Department of Education statistics. Children, pay attention here. 1 in 9. 1 in 9. My God, I'd say let's just divide this. You know, 1 divided by 9. It's 11%. 11%. That means that, you know, you want to take your kid out and shoot him up. You know, your chances are about 11% that you're going to come up with a disability. It doesn't have to be autism. I mean, it could be a mild form of mental retardation or something else. Let me ask you this. Would you take a revolver that held 10 shots and take out 9 and just leave in the 10th one, spin the barrel, point it at your child's head, and pull the trigger? Would you do that? Why in the world then would you take such a risk with vaccines? I don't know. Americans believe in vaccines and medicine and medical doctors and allopathic medicine like they believe in Santa Claus. It's irrational. It's insane. But they do. I can't speak for you Canadians, but I suspect that you're right behind us in Australia and New Zealand. I don't think you're much different than we are here. You know, we all came from the same source, Great Britain. And I'll be thinking about that. Now, number 6, at the same time that the incidence of autism was growing, the number of childhood vaccines containing thimerosal was growing, increasing the amount of ethylmercury to which infants were exposed 300%. You know, the reason that autism didn't affect us nearly as much between 35 and 43 is that we were only giving these kids 3 or 4 shots. The reason that it has been growing exponentially since 1943 is that every year we keep adding a new shot. You know, every 5 years, you know, you got to have your polio shots. Polio shots all have ethylmercury in them. Got to have your childhood shots. They all have ethylmercury in them. Now, out of 35 shots, they have taken the ethylmercury out of about 7 or 8. So now your kid's only getting ethylmercury in 25 of the shots instead of 35. But, you know, again, it's a step in the right direction. But do you really want to take that risk? You know, it's your choice. It's a choice that you have to make, and it's a choice that you're going to make. Even if you say, I'm not going to make the choice, I'll let the school make it for me, I'll let the doctor make it for me. It's a choice. It's your choice. You could stop it if you put your mind to it. You could stop it. Most parents, if faced with the life and death of a child, would give their lives for their child, except when it comes to the law as it relates to vaccines. And boys and girls, the number of people that would give their lives for their children to prevent autism is damn rare. Very, very rare. Now I'm going to stop here for a minute, and I'm going to flip back here to Exodus chapter 20. Let me read to you a little statement over here. Starting about verse 4, he says, You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above or that's in the earth beneath or that's in the water under the earth. And you shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, because I am the Eternal your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Do you hear that? Now this thing of bowing down to the medical establishment over here so that you can practice witchcraft in the form of vaccination is a capital felony that visits that sin from the parents to the children. So if you want to know why did God allow my little baby to get autism? It's because you wouldn't have it any other way, mother, daddy. That's what you wanted. You insisted upon it. Now there's a little more to the story that's over here in Deuteronomy chapter 7 or 8, along in there someplace. You just give me a minute here, because remember, I'm not from cemetery. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Three parts to the story here. Part number 1 was in Deuteronomy 28, 59 to 62. Part number 2 was in Exodus chapter 20. Part number 3, here's the third part to the story, is right here. It's in Deuteronomy 7, starting in verse 9, he says, Know therefore that the Eternal your God, he is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. You do what I tell you, and I'll keep up my end of the contract. I'll keep up my end of the bargain for 1,000 generations. Now, from the time that statement was made until today, there have been 84 generations. He said, I'll keep my end of the bargain a little longer than 84 generations. I'll do it for 1,000 generations. Verse 10, listen to this. And repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. And he will not be slack to him that hates him. And he will repay him to his face. In verse 11, he says, You shall therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Now just ask yourself, boys and girls, have you been obedient to the Ten Commandments? Do you obey God and keep his commandments? Because if you do, your child does not have autism. And if your child has autism, you did not follow your instructions. And this is just one penalty. And I'm not telling you that this is the penalty. It's just one of many. There's lots of penalties. Take a look at Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. He says, Now here's what I'm going to do to you. And there's probably 30 or 40 things in here he says he's going to do to you. Cannibalism, war, national captivity, national destruction, drought, famine, you know. But one of them is disease, and one of the diseases happens to be autism. So if you want to know where autism comes from, it's one of the diseases that you hadn't even thought of. It's not even mentioned in this book of the law. It's a disease that was going to come upon us in the end times. It's a disease that we have created and caused ourselves. This thing of vaccination is sheer witchcraft. Vaccination is witchcraft, pure and simple. It's a violation of the law. Now you're sitting there saying, well, I'm afraid my kid would get polio. Boys and girls, if you obey God and practice the Ten Commandments, your kid won't get polio. I raised 12. None of them got polio. All of them had their childhood diseases. None of them had any vaccinations. 12 of them. Boys and girls, if you practice the law, you won't get sick, and neither will your children. And if you get sick, you broke a law to get sick. And if your children get sick, you broke a law to make your children get sick. But you ought to know who it is that's doing this to you. And the guy that's doing this to you isn't slack. He's not bashful at all. And he's telling you very plainly right here, hey, you want to know who's doing this? It's me. He's got his hand right up here in the air. Hey, it's me. And I'm paying you right to your face, sucker. You want to give me the finger? Well, let me show you what that's going to pay off. And so here comes payday. Autism is payday. Bottom line, payday is here. All right, now I got to give you a reminder here that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. Now, if you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now, the Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact disc. If you'd like more information, please go to our homeschooling page on the website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and that can be accessed through the webpage at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour is carried worldwide on the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, please call the Law School at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. The sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. We often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, the endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are necessarily going to reciprocate. And that's because most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review. Now, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine, and they're mine alone, and they do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of our advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network or local radio station. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, now this report comes from the National Autism Association. And their webpage is www.nationalautismassociation.org. Now, a growing number of scientists and researchers believe that a relationship between the increase in neurodevelopmental disorders of autism, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and speech or language delay, and the increased use of thimerosal in vaccines is plausible. And it deserves more scrutiny. Right, there's a step in the right direction. I want you to notice here, they think that ADHD is also caused by, or possibly caused by, thimerosal in the vaccines. Now, it could well be that there's a number of degenerative diseases that we have picked up over the years, you know, like ALS and MD and MS and Parkinson's and so on. You know, these vaccines over here with this deadly mercury poison in it isn't anything to be laughed at or sneered at. And just because there's a majority of people out here doing it doesn't make it intelligent or correct. You know, can 80 million Germans be wrong? We all thought so in World War II, didn't we? Now, in 2001, the Institute of Medicine determined that such a relationship is biologically plausible, but that not enough evidence exists to support or reject this hypothesis. Recent studies have confirmed the association between the use of thimerosal and autism has moved from biologically plausible to a biologic certainty. Boyd Haley. Recent work by Dr. Mark Greer and David Greer in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons and Experimental Biology and Medicine have shown strong epidemiological evidence for a causal relationship between thimerosal and neurodevelopmental disorders in children. Now remember, there's a number of these neurodevelopmental disorders. It's not just autism. It's ADHD. It's mild retardation. It's Rett syndrome. And hell, it was five or six more. So now when your child comes down with one of these disorders over here, boys and girls, remember, you're the one that took them in to the pediatrician to get those shots. Now somebody's going to write me a letter and say, but it's the law. Okay, let me ask you this. There was a law passed in Egypt, and the law said that every male child must be killed. Do you remember that? You'll read about that in the first chapter of Exodus. There was a guy by the name of Herod, and he said, I'm going to pass a law, and I'm going to kill every child from birth to age 2 years to make sure I get that Jesus critter. Remember that? And do you remember that Joseph and Mary fled and went down into Egypt to save the life of the Messiah? Do you remember that Moses' mother hid Moses in a basket? She would not kill him. It's rare, I know, but there are people that have broken the law to save the life of their child. It's a wild concept, I'll grant you. It's wild and way out there. That you ought to disregard the laws of the United States of America, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand to save the life of your child. Let me just throw that out there as a consideration. Now, just let me step up to the plate here and say that we ought to obey God rather than men. And that when there's a choice between the law of God, you should be prepared to go into the fiery furnace or the lion's den if that's necessary or required. Now, the FDA acted too slowly to remove ethyl mercury from over-the-counter products like topical ointments and skin creams, although an advisory committee determined that ethyl mercury was unsafe in these products back in 1980. A rule requiring its removal was not finalized until 1998. So the FDA drug their heels for 18 years on topical. Now, let's try this one. Children, it's not just in the vaccines. It's in topical ointments. Things like mentholatum and Vicks vapor rub and other things that you buy over the counter and then rub on your child's chest when he's congested. Remember? And so for 18 years, after the FDA was put on notice that they needed it to pass a rule, they did. The FDA did it. They did what was recommended 18 years later. Now, why did it take 18 years? Because the pharmaceutical industry makes money off of it. Boys and girls, the bottom line is money. Bottom line, you will never find a causal link between thimerosal and your child's disabilities. It's not coming out of Congress. It's not coming out of government at any level, period. End of report, end of the case. Bottom line. So if you can't think for yourself and if you can't take action of and by yourself to protect your children, you know, from this point on, you know, it's not going to get bent, period. Now, the bright spot is it doesn't kill every child and it doesn't disable every child. Some children have evidently a very strong immune system and they're able to tolerate it. But many children, one out of 150, can't tolerate it. They might be able to tolerate four or five vaccines, but by golly, by the time you get 35 into them, well, they'll succumb too. By the time you get 50 vaccines into them, it'll be more than one out of 150. Now, if you want to make an absolute certainty that your child comes down with autism, I would recommend that you give your child mercury. You know, just give him straight doses of mercury, if that's your objective. Now, I can't think of anybody that would break a thermometer, take the mercury out of it, and put it in his child's food. If that be the case, why on earth would you take your child in, pay $25, and have mercury shot into his bloodstream, direct, mainlined, for crying out loud? Why would you do such a thing? And then, boys and girls, now just don't think now that this is George Gordon's opinion. I'm taking this directly off the internet. Hell, I'm taking this directly from, this is the document, the National Autism Association. 1,500 documents or reports or studies and papers documenting these facts have been published, past tense. Don't you think for a moment that the CDC and the FDA and Merck and Pfizer and all of the, you know, Smith, GlaxoKline, and all of the pharmaceutical companies don't know this? It's true that Joe Sixpack and Sally Housewife don't know it. But I don't believe that there's a doctor in America that doesn't know it. I'm a crummy plumber, and I figured it out. And I always figured if a crummy plumber that can't spell can figure it out, surely those of you out there that have been to college and have some letters after your name and learned how to read and write and do all those numbers and one thing or another, surely ought to be smarter than I am. Surely you can do it. Surely you can do it. And this report, again, it's www.nationalautismassociation.org. Now that's all one word there. I won't spell it for you. It must be about 30 letters. You can spell national, you can spell autism, and you can spell association. If you can't, go get a dictionary to help you. Put the three together. Don't put any dots or anything. It's all one word. Just put it all together. Type it in, and I think you too can get this report. Now, the FDA and the CDC failed in their duty to be vigilant as new vaccines containing thimerosal were approved and added to the immunization schedule. When the hepatitis B and the hemophilus influenza type B vaccines were added to the recommended schedule of childhood immunizations, the cumulative amount of ethyl mercury to which children were exposed nearly tripled. Tripled. Hey, listen to this. When these two vaccines were introduced, the amount of thimerosal tripled. I just thought I'd report that to you. Remember in the last program, program number one, I said there's something that all of us are doing. There's a least common denominator, remember? There's something that the Mormons are doing, the Catholics are doing, the Protestants and the Jews are doing. This autism isn't something that's peculiar just to Jews or peculiar just to Mormons or peculiar just to Republicans or just Democrats. It's across the board. And it's something that we're all doing and we all participate in. And boys and girls, vaccination is something that everybody in America participates in, save for a very small minority. About 11% of us don't participate. I think it's 11%. And that number hasn't changed much over the last 20 years from the numbers that I'm reading. The number of people that believe in vaccination, and I'm sure you're sincere, and want your child to be protected from measles and mumps and so on and so forth. I would contend with you that there's nothing about measles or mumps to be feared, but there is something to be feared about ADHD, mental retardation, and autism. I just can't imagine anything being worse. You know, your child dies and it's over and done with. But a child that doesn't die and is incapacitated, and you got to live with that for years on end. Now that's a punishment. That is a penalty. And remember the guy that said that he's responsible. I revealed him to you today. I said, hey, listen, this guy is a bashful. He published this 3,100 years ago. This prophecy here in Exodus 20 says, I'm going to visit the iniquity of you people that break my law. I'm going to visit that iniquity, that lawless behavior on the children, on your children. And I'm not going to do it for one generation. I'm going to do it for three or four generations. You're going to live to see your own children die in front of your eyeballs. God, that's a penalty. And then in verse 11, or verse 10 over here in Deuteronomy 7, he says, I'm going to repay you to your face, sucker, to destroy you. And he says, I will not be slack to him that hates me. And I will repay you to your face. Those are pretty strong terms. So don't get mad at me now. Write me an email or send me a nasty message here, you know, and say, why, you don't have any empathy. Hell, I'm a reporter. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just here to pass on the information. But it's information that Katie Couric didn't send to you. You're not going to get this from Brian Williams. Your pediatrician is not going to tell you this story. Your Food and Drug Administration is not going to solve this problem for you, and neither is the CDC, and neither is your Congress. If you're going to solve this problem, you're going to solve it in your own family of and by yourself. Now, I told you last time, I said, you can prevent this and you can cure this. You know, there's an answer to this. You need to get informed. You know, you need to stop doing some things, and you need to start doing some other things and get square with God once again so that you can get this thing behind it. Because if you don't, remember the purpose behind this is to destroy you. Do you know what destruction is, boys and girls, as old Mr. Rogers used to say? Can you say destroy, boys and girls? The purpose behind this is the destruction of Australia. Now just look up north there, you Australians. There's 1.25 billion destructions up there. Straight north. Just look straight north. A billion of them. And the only thing that stands between you and the destruction, you 20 million Australians or 30 million, is the God of Abraham. That's the only thing standing between you and a billion Chinese. And then he says, you want to give me the finger? You New Zealanders up there, you're just a few miles further south. May take them Chinese maybe an extra day or two to get to you, but they're coming. Now pay attention now for you two. You know, you got away with it now in World War II, but you ain't getting away with it this time. This time. Now the Americans and the Canadians over here in North America, now we got off the hook now back in World War II, and our Israelite brothers, they took it in the shorts now during World War II over in Europe. And we got off. And Thank God that you got off. But now, you know, we're down to the wire. Here comes Jacob's trouble. And he says, now here's what I'm going to do to you. So I just thought I'd report that to you, because Katie and Brian and the CDC and your Congress aren't doing it. Now, number 10. Now, this remember. Now, this report now comes from the American Autism Association. Number 10. The amount of ethyl mercury to which children were exposed through vaccines prior to the 1999 announcement exceeded two safety thresholds established by the federal government for a closely related substance, methyl mercury. While the federal government has established no safety threshold for ethyl mercury, experts agree that the methyl mercury guidelines are a good substitute. Federal health officials have conceded that the amount of thimerosal in vaccines exceeded the EPA threshold of 0.1 micrograms per kilogram of body weight. In fact, the amount of mercury in one dose of DTaP or hepatitis B vaccines, 25 micrograms each, exceeded this threshold by 25 times. Just those two. Now, no. Let me pause for a second here. Let's emphasize something. Your government comes out and says, now listen, we think that this mercury over here is safe with 1 microgram per kilogram. So if you weigh 2 pounds, we think that 1 microgram would be safe for you. All right. That's the maximum level. Now, we've got 2 vaccines out of 35 vaccines, 2 of them here, that will exceed that minimum level by 2,500%, 25 times. What do you think of that, kids? Is it that the EPA isn't communicating with the FDA? Is it that the Merck and the Pfizer people haven't read this or don't know this? Is it that the doctors and the researchers out here somehow made a mistake? Because if you believe that, you got to have your head right square up the middle of your rectum. You've got to be so far out of touch with reality that you're mentally retarded. Your IQ's got to be below 70 to believe that. Your government is fully informed, fully aware, 1,500 studies and surveys. These are the paid professionals, for crying out loud, that have put the numbers together. All I'm doing is reporting what somebody else found out. I'm not smart enough to determine that it's 1 microgram per kilogram of body weight. I don't know. I didn't know that there was 25 micrograms each. Not 25 micrograms in both vaccines, it's 25 micrograms in each of 2 vaccines. That means that when you get those two, when you take your child in to get him vaccinated, just those two give him 50 times more than the government maximum guidelines permit. Just those two, and you're going to give him 33 more. And over the next 15 years, you're going to add another 15 vaccines. Boys and girls, I'm not surprised that 1 out of 150 children comes down with autism. I'm amazed that they don't all have autism. Amazed that they don't all have it. Now, here's an outfit over here. I guess they're legitimate. As far as we could tell, our research shows that the National Autism Association, and they're located at 1330 West Schlatz Lane in Nixon, Missouri. Hell, they're less than 100 miles away from me here in Isabella, Missouri. Nixon. I got to drive through Nixon to get to Springfield, for crying out loud. The National Autism Association is located right here in Missouri, right up the road, and they've got a telephone number to place an order. You know, if you want to get onto them, why don't you call the National Autism Association? It's 877-NAA-AUTISM. Or it's 877-622-2884. That's in case you couldn't catch that acronym. It's 877-622-2884. That's their phone number. I want you to call them up and say, hey, listen, I heard a radio program, and this guy was spouting off about autism and thimerosal and one thing and another. I would like to get that report. Can I get that report? And so here's the name of the report. It's called the University of Calgary Faculty of Medicine Department of Physiological and Biophysics. This came out of Canada. Now, for you Canadians up there, click here to view the video from the University of Calgary, how mercury causes brain neuron degeneration. So, you know, you can get this. You can download it. This is a report on thimerosal from the National Autism Association. I'm just a reporter now, giving you the report. But I want to tell you where it came from. That's why I reported here from the Bible. You know, 3 sections here, 3 prophecies here in the Bible. I thought I'd tell you. You know where this came from. This isn't something brand new. It just came up, you know, last week. It's been around now for 3,100 years. This is a prophecy written for us today. Well, you know, in the last 50, 75 years, our lifetime. And I'm on number 11. I was 17 of these stories. 50 times. Federal health officials have not conceded that this amount of thimerosal in vaccines exceeded the FDA's more relaxed threshold of 4 micrograms per kilogram of body weight. In most cases, however, it clearly did. As evidence of the growing concern of the adverse effects of mercury. The FDA has recently changed its permissible dose of oral methylmercury from 0.4, that is 0.4 micrograms, to 0.1 micrograms per kilogram of body weight per day. The actions taken by the HHS to remove thimerosal from vaccines in 1999 were not sufficiently aggressive. As a result, thimerosal remained in some vaccines for an additional 2 years. Thimerosal remains in several vaccines, and with the addition of the influenza vaccine now being recommended for infants, children are exposed to more thimerosal today than they were before 1999. Now, are you listening here? So the complaint about thimerosal was such that we need to take it out of the vaccines. And so they took it out of the vaccines, and then they increased the amount of thimerosal in some of the vaccines. Got that? In some of them, they increased the dosage from 0.1 to 0.25. That's 25 times more than the recommended maximum dose. Okay, I just thought I'd report it to you. That's number 10. These actions taken by the Health and Human Services Department to remove thimerosal from the vaccines has failed, past tense. The CDC's failure to state a preference for thimerosal-free vaccines in 2000 and again in 2001 was an abdication of their responsibility. That's no abdication. They're not abdicating anything. They are bowing to the demands of the pharmaceutical industries and Congress. The pharmaceutical industries, boys and girls, give billions of dollars in campaign contributions. Well, maybe not billions, but certainly tens of millions, and maybe even 100 million. They're telling me that that this 2008 presidential campaign ought to top $1 billion in campaign contributions. You can rest assured that a big chunk of it is coming from pharmaceuticals. Congress will do whatever they want. And this thimerosal is necessary in order to preserve these vaccines. And to hell with the health of you and your children. Now, that's the bottom line to it. Well, I'm almost out of time. I'm going to have to break off here. Let me put my famous mark here in the margin. We're up to number 12. I'll take it up right there next time on the Law or an editorial review on our report on autism next time. Meanwhile, back here on the farm, you have been listening to the Law Hour and editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. Now, for more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. We're open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact desk. If you'd like more information, then please go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. All right, time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.